Hello, I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and you come to me for hard facts. The world keeps turning, and you're trying to keep up.
The fight against coronavirus has the Oxford.
But there's so much noise drowning out the news. Talking heads, broadcast messages, press releases. They're telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin.
Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full time. That's 30%.
I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode.
Let me talk.
No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in.
Half a million Lagosians.
720,000.
970,000.
Over 1 million Lagosians. They know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra, all you do, going beyond the headlines and focus on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
First hard fact of the day, 283 new COVID confirmations over the weekend nationwide. 38 cases were here in Lagos. So the national number seems to have dropped, but the Lagos number is up. We have to remain vigilant. Limit your movements. Wear a mask when you go out. Keep your distance from people when you can. Wash your hands. Sanitize your hands as frequently as possible. Let's all do our part until everybody is vaccinated. Second hard fact of the day, phase two of COVID vaccinations is ongoing. If you haven't gotten your jabs yet, make arrangements to do so. Just go to your primary healthcare center, the one nearest to you, for your first dose. And if you are due for your second dose, go back to the same place where you got your first. You don't need to register afresh. Go back to that same place and get your second dose. Make sure you get it, because, the protection you get is not complete until you have taken both doses. Now, Governor Sanwo-Olu was mentioning last weekend that people who want to avoid the rush at public healthcare centers can go to some designated private healthcare centers to get vaccinated. But if you go to those ones that are approved by government, you have to pay 6,000 naira to get it. Now, of course, if you go to a public primary healthcare center, you'll get the vaccine free of charge. But if you decide to go to the private healthcare center for whatever reason, private hospitals, if you decide to go there, the ones approved, designated by the state government, you'll pay 6,000 naira. Governor Sanwo-Olu says the 6,000 naira is for all of the logistics involved in getting the vaccines to those who decide to go to the private clinics to get it. But hey, 1 million Lagosians cannot be wrong. Thank you so much for listening to this show, making it the number one current affairs show in Lagos. I have a great show for you today, starting with the big weekend. Let's talk about the I Beg to Differ tournament. You get to pick the final contestant in the round of 16. I spent my weekend calling the people who made it to the top 15. And it was such a delight for me, making these children happy, making their parents happy. Some of the parents made sure to tell me, we are part of the 1 million Lagosians who cannot be wrong. That made me so happy. But yes, so you Lagos will decide who gets the final spot in our round of 16. That's going to happen on this show. Then we'll talk about a nanny whose employer allegedly held her hostage. This happened over the weekend. And then let's talk about the raid on the home of Justice and Dr. Odili. Chukwudi will bring you Checkpoint as always. After Checkpoint at 5 o'clock, we'll talk about Lagos as a world city. Yesterday was World Cities Day, and I want us to score Lagos based on the standards for a world city. It's one thing to say that, you know, Lagos is, you know, a 21st century city. It's another thing to, you know, have it stand side by side with all the metrics for being a 21st century city and seeing how it does. So 5 p.m., you, me, we'll have that conversation. As usual, we'll bring you the latest updates every hour on the hour. But let's get right into today's big weekend, Lagos. Happy New Month. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
The big weekend.
protect the rights of domestic workers? How do we protect the rights of domestic workers? Which kid do you want in the round of 16? Which child do you want in the round of 16? Was a crime committed in the raid of the Odili home? That's our final story on the show today. It was a big weekend, Lagos. Let's talk about it. Now, let's talk about nanny abuse. Remember last Thursday on the Big Heart Fact, I brought you a story about an actress and her son's nanny who were accusing each other of different crimes. I don't know if you remember that conversation last Thursday. If you missed it, you can listen on our website, nigeriainfo.fm. Go to the Listen Again tab and listen again to the conversations we had last week. But when we're having that conversation, you called in to comment on the case. You called in to comment on the relationship between domestic workers and their employers in general. And I got a call from a woman named Melody. Melody told us about the plight of her sister, who is a nanny.
Hello.
Hello, ma. What's your name? Good evening.
Okay, I'm Melody, ma.
Melody, good to have you on the show. Yes. Welcome.
Thank you, ma.
Go ahead.
Hello.
Melody, go ahead. I'm hearing you. You're talking to Sandra. Go ahead.
Okay. Good evening, Auntie Sandra.
Good evening, Melody.
Please, in my own experience, I want to say that madams are always wicked, most of them.
Okay.
Because right now, my sister is working with one woman. And the woman, I spoke with the woman last week. Mm-hmm. She said, okay, if agent call her, she will release my sister. But the agent called, and still up to today, she has not released my sister.
Where are they?
She's in Chisco.
Chisco?
Yeah.
Here in Lagos?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, stay on the line. Let me get your number.
Okay, ma'am.
Stay on the line so that we can get your number from you.
Hello, Melody. Good evening.
Hello, ma'am.
My name is Sandra Ezekwesili.
Okay, ma'am.
Yes. So what's the number of your madam, of your sister's madam?
I have the number. I'll forward it to you.
You text it to me. Thank you. Then why exactly is she not allowing her to leave?
Okay, ma'am. I called the woman because I'm the one that I connect my sister to the person that sent her that agent.
Mm-hmm.
So I told, as she started the work since last month, 18 of last month.
Mm.
So the month has ended, the woman supposed to pay her.
Mm.
So she just gave her 5,000 naira.
Mm.
And she told me, okay, she has paid agent half of her money. I said, okay, fine, ma. That they have wasted more water.
Mm.
She used to buy water, and the water is supposed to last for 1 month.
Mm.
So that they waste the water, so she shared the money for them, 6,000. So she just paid her 5,000. I said, okay, ma, fine. You have paid her 5,000. She don't want to work now. Just allow her to if they don't pay more, I will not allow her to go until the agent calls me.
And the agent has called, but she has still not allowed her. Have you been able to speak to your sister?
Yes, I spoke with my sister, even the agent said, because that the agent was out of Nigeria, so I have to look for him on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I chat him, and that's when we start communicating with the agent.
Okay. Have you spoken with your sister?
Yes, I spoke with her.
Okay. And what is your sister, what's your sister saying that the situation is at the moment?
Yeah, that the woman, she don't want her to go till they bring somebody for her.
Okay. All right. So here's what I'm going to do. Send me the woman's number. I'll give her a call. And then afterwards, if she still doesn't let her go, we'll take it up from there, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
No, Hala. Thank you, Melody.
So that was Melody on Thursday. As soon as the show was over, I called her like I promised to. And over the weekend, a lot happened. She gave me the number of her sister's madam. I called her sister's madam. And here's how that conversation went. Hello, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Am I speaking with Madam Linda, please? Yes. My name is Sandra Ezekwesili. I'm a journalist with Nigeria Info 99.3.
Okay.
Okay. We got a report from Esther Danlad Longbull, actually from her sister, and she talked to us about Esther being in your employ, but Esther not wanting to be in your employ anymore. And even though an agent has been contacted, that agent has not gotten a favorable response about when you're going to let Esther go. So I'm calling to get your side of the story because we're about to run this report. We're doing a general report about the plight of domestic workers in Lagos. So I'm trying to find out, you know, what the situation is on your end.
Sorry, you say you're calling from where?
Nigeria Info 99.3. I'm a journalist with Nigeria Info 99.3.
And you said it was who that contacted you?
Esther's sister.
What's her name, please?
Her name is Melody.
Her name is Melody.
That's right.
Okay. Esther's, I don't know what Melody or whatever her name is talking about. Esther's agent has been contacted. She's sending people to replace her so that she can go.
Oh, she's not allowed to come and go as she pleases. Someone has to replace her before she can leave your employ.
Come and go how? I don't
know. She cannot come and go as she pleases.
Say your name. What's
my
your name?
Name is Sandra Ezekwesili. I'm a journalist with Nigeria Info 99.3.
Okay, your name is Sandra
Ezekwesili. Yes.
Nigerian Info.
That's right.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. So that's all I have to say.
Okay. You're saying that she's going to stay in your employ until the agent replaces her with someone else, yes?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
So that was my call with Linda Green. That's her name. And Mrs. Linda, you know, you heard what she said on that phone call. So after that call, I called Melody back. I called her back to, you know, get a bit more clarification about what the situation was exactly. Here's how that conversation went.
Hello, Melody.
Good evening.
Good evening.
How is work, ma'am?
Fine, thank you. I saw all your messages, so that she's going to lock her up in a room?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, it's good that I have all of these messages. If by Monday you've still not heard anything, we're going to carry this story live on air. I will also call you on air so that you can talk to us about what exactly the situation is. So where did the agency get your sister from?
The one that I gave the agent her number, because I know the agent before it was the agent that gave me work, because it's the same work that I'm doing. So the agent, he sent me to the work. When I started the work, the way the woman treated me, I just spent 2 days. Because the first day I came, the second day I asked the woman, please ma'am, where is bucket? I want to use bucket. The woman carried her hand, she wanted to slap me. That what will I ask her?
That's the same Mrs. Linda?
No, that's a
different
one.
Okay.
Yes, then I told the agent, okay, I'm not going to do the work again. Mm-hmm. I'm leaving the work. And the woman called the agent, and the agent allowed me to leave the work.
So I don't understand what you mean by allowed. Is it that you can't come and go as you please? She has to allow you to go? I don't understand. Help me understand how it works, this allowing thing.
Okay, when it's agent that bring to work, the woman have to tell the agent first that, okay, the girl, she don't want to work, she's leaving, so that they will not come and look for you. That's what they used to do.
So that who will not come and look for you?
For example, maybe if now she didn't talk to the agent, because it's the agent that sent me to her. Mm-hmm. If she didn't spoke with the agent, maybe she don't allow me to go. Mm-hmm. The agent may come and say, okay, he's looking for me.
Okay.
Yes. That's why she have to talk to the agent before she allow me to go.
So, but in your sister's case, the madam has talked to the agent and she's still not allowing your sister to go. She's saying that, because when I called her, I told her I'm doing a report about this. I wanted her own side of the story. And she said that she's not going to allow your sister go unless the agent brings somebody to replace her.
Yes, that's what she's saying, and it's not supposed to work like that. She's supposed to allow the Esther to go, because my sister have already done 1 month with her.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, okay, she have shared the money with my sister and the agent. Mm-hmm. Then I said, okay, my dad's all, allow her to go, but she will not allow her to go till they bring somebody for her. I told her that when Esther was coming, is this and the girl that is inside the house that bring somebody for you? Mm-hmm. No, you don't have right to kill somebody. I don't want to work. I don't want to work.
Because what she has done essentially is kidnapping.
Yes.
She has essentially kidnapped your sister. So what I want to do is get a human rights lawyer on it. the human rights lawyer is going to give her a call. By Monday, if she doesn't release your sister, we're going to take it up with, we'll take it up on air and keep staying on it until she lets her go. So her number on LinkedIn says that her name is Green. Her name is Green, Linda Green. Now, I'm trying to find her online. If you have a picture of her, send it to me on WhatsApp. Do you have a picture of her?
And that's how the conversation, you know, ended with Melody, right? Melody told me that after I called the woman in question here, she allegedly locked up her employee in a room, allegedly threatened to take her to a police station and lock her up because they reported her to a radio station, right? And it was quite a lot. I had other conversations with Melody as well. I guess those ones are not playing just yet. But I finally got in touch with Melody, and Melody told me that the woman in question eventually decided to let her sister go. Yes?
Hello, ma'am. When did she tell her madam that she wanted to leave?
Since last week, because my sister, since last week, she told the woman, okay, my mom, she's not feeling fine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going home to go and see my mom.
Mm-hmm.
So the woman, she didn't allow her to go.
Mm-hmm.
She spent 2 days outside. She didn't enter the woman's house because the woman kept her cloth that she's not going to allow her to go. So my sister, she stayed outside for 2 days because that time we didn't have the agent number. Until we get the agent number, the number that he's using abroad, that's when we start communicating with the agent. They say, okay, let's give them 2 days. The agent will send somebody so that my sister will go. Wait. Still, they have not done anything. Today, when the agent comes, tell my sister that, okay, anything that she can do, let her do and go, because he can't do anything again.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
Just
tell me
the agent's number.
Yeah, what's happening, Melody?
She has already allowed her to go. She told me that she has let her go.
Telling you that she has let her go and hearing from your sister that she has left are two different things. Have you heard from your sister that she has left?
Yes, because even my sister, she made me angry. The way the woman talked to her, so the woman scared my sister. Today, my sister is afraid of the woman. Because the woman told her that she's not afraid of anybody. That she can come and arrest me. Even you, she will arrest you. She's not afraid of anybody. Her husband is not around. So if her husband came back, she will give him your number.
Okay. So, but your sister has left.
Yes, ma'am.
Did your sister call you and say that she has left?
She has not called me yet.
So how do we know that your sister has left?
Let me call her and ask.
Please, thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am.
I'm waiting for your call back.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. She has left her go.
Okay, you just spoke to your sister?
Yes, ma'am.
So where's your sister right now?
She's in another auntie's house.
She's in another auntie's house?
Yes.
Okay. Do you still want me to talk about this on air?
It's just that maybe you can talk about it so that people will learn, because the way some mothers are treating people and with the workers, it's not good at all.
Okay. So do you want me to call you?
Yes, you can call me.
Okay. All right. So we're going to call you, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Lagos, there you have it. What happened in the life of one young woman working as a nanny in a house here in Lagos. Now, of course, in between my phone call with Melody and the resolution, I also got in touch with a human rights lawyer who said that he would take it up. Unfortunately, Melody couldn't join us live on air today because she says that she's busy with work. But this is where we are. What are your thoughts about this case? 0700-993-993-993. If you're a man, call us on that number. If you're a woman, call us on 01465-7190. I'd like to hear your thoughts on this story. WhatsApp is available as well. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 080-959-75805. And of course, we're streaming live on Facebook. Facebook is Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info FM. YouTube, Nigeria Info FM as well. Let's also take your calls. If you are a listener abroad, give us a call via Skype. Skype is Nigeria Info FM as well. Let's start with Nkem. Nkem is in Surulere. Hello, Nkem. Thank you for calling us.
Hello, Sandra. Good evening.
Good evening. Welcome.
So I want to talk about the incident of the young lady, Melody, and the sister.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's really true. I went through something like that.
Okay.
They are married now.
Okay.
With a boy.
Okay.
There was a time I called you and my son was sewing, and you said, tell me well to your son.
Okay.
So some people are really seeing a lot of things. They are going through hell in the name of working as house help, nannies, and all that.
Hmm.
I had a personal experience. Sometimes they wouldn't even pay me for like 3 months and all that.
Hmm.
And the agreement then was that I will feed there, they will give me food,
mm-hmm.
and pay me 25,000 naira.
Mm-hmm.
They gave me a place to stay, like the boys' quarter.
Mm-hmm.
But it got to a point that the woman didn't have money again, both for feeding herself.
Mm.
Sometimes it was my fiancé then that was giving me money for me to feed. And out of pity, give the woman some things I have, like provision.
Mm.
And the children don't even do anything, like no work. A daughter will stay at home. She cannot even cook. She cannot clean the house. If I travel, their bathroom, the toilet, everywhere will be so messed up. And they will be waiting for me to come back and I will still clean it.
Mm.
All these things, they didn't pay me.
Mm.
And later on, when I insisted I want to go,
mm-hmm.
they are just flaunting everything. Like, they don't even care. It's not their business. If I want to go, I should go.
Mm.
They are staying in one estate in Niger. I had my ID card as a worker there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to mention the estate.
Okay.
And plenty of people like that inside the estate are going through the same thing.
Okay, thank you so much for calling us and sharing your story with us. Now, of course, I can make a comment about, well, I mean, if you're employed to work as a nanny, I mean, your work is to, of course, do like the chores in the house and not have the kids do the chores. But if you're doing those chores, if you're doing the work as part of your work, then you should be compensated for it. If there's an agreement for payment, a payment structure of sorts, then that agreement should be adhered to. But you know what? We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll take more of your thoughts. Adebola in Palm Grove, you'll have to call us back. Apologies for keeping you on the line so long. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. You're listening to The Big Weekend. We bring you the biggest stories that broke over the weekend every Monday from 3 o'clock. We'll take a break when we come back. We'll take more of your calls and move on to our second story.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We'll be right back. True love, they say, is hard to find.
Get away from me!
But what happens when the one you found is bound with complications?
No one can love the beast who slept with my sister in full view of anyone in this house, damn it!
Tune in to watch the brand new Africa Magic original, Dilemma, showing weekdays at 8 p.m. on Africa Magic Showcase, channel 151 on DSTV.
99.3 Nigeria Info, your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. It's 27 minutes now past 3 o'clock. Hello, good afternoon. Hello?
Hello.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
My name is Ray.
Your name is Ray? Ray, you're live on the show. You're talking to Sandra. Welcome.
Okay, fine.
Hmm.
I had the story you told us about the nanny.
Okay.
And one of the few callers, I think the last caller or a caller before the last, I said something about our personal experience when she worked in one estate.
Mm-hmm.
You see, at times, I don't pity people when they die. It's not as if I rejoice. If you don't want to have a house help as a human being, first of all, let that person be on her own. You can't just take somebody in, making promises that, okay, I will feed you, blah, blah, blah. And at the end of the day, you're even insisting that before I let you go, you have to replace yourself. That's what I mean. What kind of slavery, I don't understand. And all to the gym, I tell some of them that I've encountered before, that whatever that consume that person that you're working for will consume you one day. You can't just be as individual taking your position and you're not interested in the welfare of the other person who you're using to make your money because of maybe the person is ignorant or something else. People should mention the estate they know that these things are going on so that an intending worker, a nanny or whoever, should know that also extra estate is the red flag.
All right. Thank you. Sorry about that. But thank you very much for calling. Debola calling back from Palm Grove. Debola, welcome back.
Yes. Thank you. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
All right. Yes, I want to... Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, live and clear.
Okay, good. I just want to talk about this plight of the domestic house help.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would like to commend, what's her sister, Melody. I mean, the sister you called.
Yeah.
I mean, she's very bright, brave and intelligent.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I wish I had lots of money. You know, honestly, Sandra, I would have just loved to enroll that girl in a school if she's willing to go to school. Okay. Honestly, she needs to. If she's willing, you could ask her. You know, if she's willing to still go back to school and how old she is.
Mm.
You know, so she could get some education.
Okay.
I once spoke to a friend of mine who had a maid, and then she shared an experience with me because I got chatty with her.
Okay.
And then, so she shared an experience with me she had, whereby the wife of the woman she stayed with, you know, was harassing her sexually.
Hmm.
And several times she would refuse. And, you know, this man got so upset. He would beat her without any cause. He would always beat her for no reason.
Right.
And so one day the wife asked her husband, that, why are you always aggressive towards this maid? What did she do to you?
Right.
You know, so it went on and on and on. And then, you know, he would go outside. She had a small Nokia phone.
Right.
He would go out of the house and call her that has she accepted, you know, his proposal to sleep with her and all of that. So she got tired of the molestation and harassment.
Right.
And then she ran away. Now, her auntie who brought her there to work asked her that, okay, why did you leave? So she opened up to her auntie. And then the auntie had to tell the wife, do you know what this, you know, let me use some nasty words, woman said that it's not possible, that her husband could not have done that.
Yeah.
And then the auntie said, look, I know this young girl. She seemingly always says the truth. You need to question your husband properly.
Right.
And then that was the end of the story. And then she never went back, you know, to that house again. So they really go through a lot.
Yeah.
If not from the madam of the house beating them, maltreating them,
right,
the girl of the house molests them.
Yeah.
Some of them don't have the courage like this girl I had a chat with.
Yeah.
They give in. And so many things go down. You know, you find your girl molesting this girl, sleeping with them. Madam is, you know, maltreating them. They can't tell madam this is what the guy is because madam will say it's a lie.
Yeah.
You know, so they go through a lot. All I wish there is a body set aside specifically for domestic, you know, domestic workers
yeah,
such that they can report any case, you know, as this.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what needs to happen next. Some sort of regulation.
Yeah.
Debola, thank you so much for calling us. 99.3, hello. Hello.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
My name is Andy.
Andy, good to have you on the show.
Yeah, hello from Korea.
Welcome. Go ahead.
The story of the girl you interviewed that you spoke with earlier is not a new story in town. It's a common thing that happens every day. I was discussing even with a friend yesterday, if I had this story, yesterday evening we were talking. I was telling him this, what I've seen some houses go through in some compounds that I visit or some houses that I visit. Some of them can't step outside the gate of that compound from month to month. the security people are given instruction not to allow them to step outside to buy anything for themselves or to do anything for themselves. This is absolute modern slavery. And these people are paid peanuts. And as has been said, most of them are molested and held hostage, and they can't say nothing. Almost all of them do not have any right. No right is given to almost any person that you can see that is a house help in this Nigeria. In fact, it's very unfortunate. And the funny thing is that most of the people who engage house help, or who employ house help, are not in a position to employ anybody. In fact, they can't even take care of themselves comfortably, talk less of employing another person they want to pay. It's because people want to live fake life and people want to be lazy. They take advantage of the poverty and the ignorance, the lack of education, and get people into their house. Some people work up to 6 months without getting salary. The other people who are employing, they cannot even feed themselves. I know them, many of them. Talk less of employing another person. What they cannot do to their children, they do to these people. And some of these house help they employ are their children's age mates. And why don't their children do the same job that these people are doing?
It's quite a thing, sir. Thank you for calling. We'll take a final call from Ebere and then we'll move on to our second story. Ebere in Lekki, who's a first-time caller, welcome.
Okay, good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon, Ebere.
Okay, based on this house help of a thing, I just want to talk based on personal experience.
Okay.
In as much as those people will talk about how Madame maltreats those girls, I also want to let you know that agents are also our problem.
Okay.
What I'm saying this is this. Agents might want to send a house help to get that agency fee from you.
Mm-hmm.
And this agency fee are usually maybe between 10 to 20,000, depending on what you negotiate with them.
Mm-hmm.
So after that, and you're going to run a test also. And this test is not 1 naira. By the time you complete a full test for a house help, you are, you'll be spending about 7 to 10,000. Now, 2 days later, the house help will be telling you that she wants to go, that maybe the mother is sick or this and that.
Mm-hmm.
Of which, she must have arranged with an agent. Like my own personal experience, I employed someone, I paid agency fee, and I ran tests. Immediately after that, after the girl resumed, 2 days later, the girl started acting up as if she was sick. You get it?
Okay.
So I was like, okay, what's the problem? She said she wants to get to her house so that her mother will attend. So I was like, okay, you are my custody. Can't I attend to you? But me, I don't like all those drama. I just left the girl. The girl left. But normally, the agreement with the agent is the agent will tell you before the girl leaves, they are going to replace for you. So I think that was the issue with the Melody sister issue. Maybe the agent was not forthcoming in the replacing. You get.
Okay.
So what happened was this. After I left the girl, a week later, that girl called me and was apologizing to me and said, Madam, please, that she didn't mean to hurt me, that she was actually owing the agent. And agent now told her, let him send her to work. Once the woman pay agency fee, 2 days later that she can come out. So you can see that agents are actually the problem that most madam are having in this house help of a thing. So the people that need to be addressed are these agents. Let them just be genuine. This thing I'm telling you is not just one, it's not just two. A lot happens with these agent people. They are not the genuine people. And these girls, they will be so, I don't know, sometimes I will even ask them, do they used to give you people oaths that you can't even maybe align with the woman that you are working with that have taken you so well? But once the agent tell them move, they move immediately. So Sandra, that is always the issue. Most times, let's not just blame the house help or the madam. The agents too are the problem also.
Ebere, thank you very much for calling. Interesting stuff. I feel like we've just opened a can of worms and there's so much to take a look at with this industry, because what I'm hearing sounds a lot like trafficking. I mean, that's what it's sounding like to me, but I don't want to jump the gun here until I hear more. But hey, let's bring you our second story. The I Beg to Differ tournament is finally here. The round of 16 starts next Monday. Let me tell you, we had 119 students audition for a spot. And over the weekend, the judges and I picked the top 15. But that leaves one final spot. And what I want us to do, Lagos, what I want you to do, Lagos, is to help us fill that final slot. But first of all, here are the top 15. Abba Joseph Oyame, Adekunle Miriam, Angel Osara, Bolaji Timileyin Paul, Busaria Folarin Emmanuel, Ebule Ebuka Timothy, Hamid Olarewaju, Nadi Emanuela, Nule Anita Dushima, Obonugu Chiagozie Isido, Okorocha Ruth, Okorigbo Chikeme Sylvia, Sarah Ojuku, Tanvita Kushik, Uchechukwu Golding. These were our top 15, and we contacted them over the weekend, and hopefully they are available to start the tournament with us. It starts next week, Monday. Now, one more student will be joining them next week. We have two candidates for that final spot, but they tied. Their scores were the same thing. The judges and I listened to both debates over and over and over and over, trying to find out, okay, well, who should move forward? And we simply couldn't decide. That's why I'm bringing it to you. So here's what we're going to do. I will play their audition clips for you, and you decide which one of them moves forward. Throughout the show, just be voting for them on WhatsApp. Okay? WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 080-959-75805. You will decide who will get the final spot, who will get the 16th spot. And we'll keep voting until the end of the show today at 6 o'clock. So here's our first contestant. His name is Daniel Edikon Nyoho. I hope I'm pronouncing his name well.
I'm grateful to the organizers of this debate for giving this opportunity to make my presentation. My name is Master Edikan Daniel Njogo, and I'm here to support the motion that, apart from English, schools should teach Nigerian languages instead of foreign language, with the following points and reasons. Language is defined in the dictionary as a system of communication in speech and writing that is used by people of a particular country or area. I will define language as a tool by which the activity or process of expressing ideas and feelings or of giving people information is carried out. Language is a major factor in developing and enlightening the human mind, and like the great American writer Noah Webster once said, language as well as faculty of speech was the immediate gift of God, end of quote. The importance of language to a people is well illustrated in the Bible story about the Tower of Babel. God had to cause division in languages to prevent humans from competing with him. This proves that with a well-developed language of their own, there is no limit to what people can achieve. To properly educate Nigerians to understand and appreciate their environment and history, which is a stepping stone to all-round development, our schools should teach Nigerian languages. Teaching Nigerian students their God-given language would unlock the vast treasure house of knowledge and wisdom embedded in these languages. English is already a compulsory foreign language used for teaching in our schools. Teaching any other foreign language is likely to confuse rather than educate the intellect of the Nigerian student, considering the fact that every Nigerian is born into a culture and tradition with a language that he or she has to learn, understand, and speak. It is more beneficial to the individual, society, and the nation that our Nigerian languages, which are natural and unique to us, are taught in our schools instead of any other foreign language. Finally, show me a country that has made great leap in development and advancement, and I'll show you a country that teaches her language to her people. England, France, Italy, Spain, China, Japan, to mention a few, are examples of countries that have made good use of their native languages to educate and enlighten their people, and they are better for it. With the points I have presented so far, I hope you are convinced beyond any reasonable doubt that apart from English, the school should teach Nigerian languages, not any other foreign language. Thank you. I appreciate the organizers of this debate for the opportunity given to me to make this presentation. My name is Master Edikan Daniel Nyoho, and I'm here to support the motion that apart from English, schools should teach foreign languages instead of Nigerian languages. If we agree with the dictionary that language is a system of communication in speech and writing that is used by people of a particular culture or area, and that communication is the activity or process of expressing ideas and feelings or of giving people information, then we will understand and accept the irrelevance of some foreign languages as subjects of learning in our schools over local languages. Putting aside sentiments for objective reasoning, it is easy to understand that in today's world, made more closer and interrelated by technology and science, communication is best facilitated by a language that is already well developed and used by a large number of people in the global community. It is therefore necessary that our schools should teach any of these important foreign languages along with our lingua franca, English language, so that our students can fit into any environment in the global village with what they have learned. Nigerian languages, like those of other developing nations, are generally learned and used within the confines of their socio-cultural environment as means of individual and communal interaction, but hardly suitable for intellectual discourse. Considering their numerous tribal and dialectical differences, teaching Nigerian languages in schools will confuse the minds of students than enlighten them. Learning a foreign language can help the students understand local languages much better. Most of the foreign languages like German, French, Spanish, Latin, Chinese, etc. have a well-developed styles, lexicons, and vocabularies that other languages can relate and apply to their home. In fact, John Goethe, the famous German poet and writer, is quoted to have said that a man who does not know foreign languages is ignorant of his own, end of quote. The story about Tower of Babel, put in a clearer perspective, is about what the human race can do with a common universal language, which teaching of a foreign language can bring about. Let me conclude by saying that in this age of computer, internet, and social media, teaching Nigerian language in our schools will put Nigerians at great disadvantage in the global competition and interrelation because of language barrier. Let our schools teach a foreign language of choice along with the English language so that our people can properly associate and take their rightful place in the global scheme of things. Thank you.
So that's Daniel there talking about foreign languages versus local languages in schools. So as you heard, he argued for the point and argued against his own points. Now let me play you Oluchi Akwarandu. Oluchi Akwarandu argued about social media.
The host of I Beg to Differ Student Debate Tournament, our moderators, the impeccable jurors, accurate timekeeper, honorable listeners, and ladies and gentlemen, good day. My name is Akwarandu Oluchi, and I'm here to oppose the motion which says, should government regulate social media? With this following point of mine. But before I continue, I beg for your indulgence for the definition of social media. Now, what is social media? Social media is a website and application that enables users to create and share content or to participate in social networking. Having understood the definition of social media, I hereby oppose the motion with this following point of mine. Firstly, freedom of speech and information. As enshrined in the Constitution, the citizen has their right to express their views and to source for information at any point in time from whatever channels they would like. Secondly, source of development. Information is a source of development. My impeccable jurors and moderator, you all will agree with me that whatever you hear builds you mentally, psychologically, emotionally, and otherwise. It leads to the investigation of government policies or practices. Ever since the event of social media, many atrocities perpetrated by the government has been exposed and criticized by the people in the social media. It leads to job creation on the social media platform, which leads to employment opportunities for individuals in the society. It also allows you to reach, nurture, engage with our target audience. Lastly, it provides the possibility of increasing the quantity, quality, speed, and availability of information in the increasingly interdependent world. The world is a global village. We need information. With this point of mind, I strongly believe that I've been able to convince you and not to confuse you that social media should not be regulated in our country. Thank you. The host of I Beg to Differ Student Debate Tournament, our moderators, our impeccable jurors, our great timekeeper, honorable listeners, and ladies and gentlemen, good day. My name is Akwarandu Oluchi, and I'm here again in support of the motion which says, should government regulate social media? With this following point of mine. But before I proceed, I would like to, first and foremost, state clearly what it means to regulate social media. Now, to regulate social media means to give access, power to the government for them to control and determine the content of information spread on the social platform in a particular or geographical area. Then, having known what it means to regulate social media, I hereby support the motion with this few points of mine. Firstly, it breeds fake news in the sense that false information and misinformation are being spread on the social media platform. It incites civic violence, such as civic unrest, ethnic killings, hate speech are all being paraded and spread on the social media platform. It leads to cyber crimes like killings, fraud, scams, and illegal businesses on the social media. It makes students be less focused in their academic field, which leads to bad productivity in academics or career. It promotes bad emulations and denting of people images on social media platform. With this few point of mine, I hope I've been able to strongly convince you and not to confuse you that social media should be regulated by the government in our country. Thank you.
So you've heard Oluchi and you've heard Daniel. Who do you vote for? You see why it was difficult for me and the judges. Even now, now I'm listening again and I'm like, okay, well, who should get the final spot? I honestly don't know, Lagos. So you decide, okay? Go on WhatsApp and vote. You can also call to vote if you prefer. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. People are already voting. 080-959-75805. If you want to talk about our first story, but you also want to vote, you can quickly vote and then move on to the first story that we were talking about earlier on. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name? Yes, what's your name, ma'am?
This is Chinoye.
Chinoye, good to have you on the show.
How you doing, mama?
Very well.
Ah, this debate thing. You know, Oluchi and that babe, that guy, Abby.
Daniel, Oluchi and Daniel. Mm-hmm.
Okay, for me, I don't want to confuse you, but to convince you that it's Oluchi that will be the final take for me.
Oluchi is the final take for you. Okay, thank you, Nonya, for calling. Karina is in Ikorodu. Karina is a first-time caller. Hi, Karina.
Hey, Sandra, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good to have you on the show.
I'm going to appeal to you to please create another spot. The two of them are phenomenal.
Chineke God, please. Karina, no. We have one spot only. Please, I beg you. Please don't kill me. You have to choose one. Choose one.
Oh, come through.
Choose one.
Hello, am I still on?
You're still on. Choose one.
I'm not free to choose. They are both perfect.
Yeah, so you see why we brought it on air. Karina, you're not being very helpful. Goodbye. You're not being very helpful. Goodbye. Let's speak with Endless. Hi, Endless. Good to have you on the show.
I listened to the conversation between Oluchi and Daniel.
Daniel, yes.
They both are awesome.
Oh, yeah, choose one now. Yes, I know they're both awesome. Choose one.
No, I'm going to go for Daniel.
Daniel, all right. So
Daniel.
All right, okay. Thank you for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good afternoon, my president.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
This is Zurakat Mustafa.
Zurakat, welcome.
Thank you, ma'am.
You want to vote?
Yes, I want to vote.
Who do you want to vote for?
I listen to both of them.
Okay, who are you voting for?
Akwara and Oluchi.
Okay, Oluchi
when
for
you. When I was listening to her, I was getting inspired and confident.
Okay.
With the way she was showing the point.
Okay.
So that's my thing. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Let's talk to Mary. Mary's in Aja. Hi, Mary. Good to have you on the show, Mary. Mary is also a first-time caller. Hey, Mary.
Hi, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Who should get our 16th spot, Mary?
They are both good, but I'll go for Daniel.
Daniel for Mary. Mary, thank you very much. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Friday is in Isheri. Hi, Friday.
Sure, yes.
Hi, Friday. Welcome. Oh, no. Friday, call back if you can. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling us.
This is Chinaya calling from Alagbadu.
Chinaya, do you want to vote?
Yes, I want to vote.
Who do you want to vote for?
I want to vote for Oluchi.
Chinaya, thank you very much. You people should not please make this thing difficult. People are also voting on WhatsApp, so we'll tally all the votes together. Hello, what's your name?
Hello, good afternoon. My name is Oliver.
Oliver, welcome.
Yeah, thank you. My vote goes to Oluchi.
Oluchi, okay. All right, Oliver, thank you very much. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
This is Glory. I'm calling from Ajegunle.
Glory, who are you voting for?
Both of them tried. I'm voting for Daniel.
For Daniel. All right then.
Yes.
Okay.
Both of them are marvelous.
They are marvelous indeed. Thank you very much, Glory. Florence in Onikpa is on the line. Hi, Florence.
Hello, Sandra. One name.
Keki men, one name.
Adema, all of
one. I know, alone, no. Can you vote for?
I'm
going to
vote to Daniel.
Daniel. All right, then. Okay. So that's where... Okay, fine. We'll take a final call from Joshua, and then we'll move to our final story.
Yes. Joshua. Quite good debaters.
Yes.
Joshua from Jego.
Mm-hmm. Who are you voting for?
It's a good debate, but I think I love the force Oluchi is coming, so I vote for Oluchi.
Oluchi.
I love the force is coming.
The force. Oluchi has fire. You probably have not even heard anything, though. Yo, we had, like, you know, the tournament was for people who are between 13 and 17. We got entries from children who are 11, 10, even 9, Seth. But I just pitied the 9-year-olds because, see, you can't face some of the 17-year-olds we have, and they're firebrands. So I promise you are in for a good time. From Monday next week, 4 p.m., Monday next week, 4 p.m., we're going to have this happening every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday on this station. So the round of 16 starts on Monday. You think Oluchi and Daniel are good? Wait till you hear the other people we have. See, I have goosebumps talking about it. But enough of that. Let's move to our final story. You can keep voting, but let me tell you what's happening in the home of Justice Mary and Dr. Peter Odili. That was the biggest story from this weekend. The raid on their home. Attorney General Malami has come out to condemn the raid and distance the Ministry of Justice from that raid. Remember that a lot of fingers are pointing in their direction, but Malami released a statement that said, quote, "It is important to set the record straight that as the Chief Law Officer of the Federation, Malami will not stoop too low to be associated with an apparent inelegant and nasty court process on the strength of which the purported search warrant was procured. The media reports on the issue depict too untidy process that could never emanate from the office of the Honorable Attorney General of the Federation and Minister of Justice," end quote. And beyond denying involvement, the Justice Minister is actively calling for an investigation into who ordered the raid, as well as into the allegations that his office deceived a judge into giving them the warrant under false pretenses. Here's what they said. Quote, "The claim of the chief magistrate, as reported by a section of the media, to the effect that he was being misled by Office of the Attorney General of the Federation and Minister of Justice into the issuance of the search warrant is equally forwarded to the relevant investigation agencies to ascertain veracity or otherwise of the purported association of the Attorney General of the Federation and Minister of Justice, and which officer, if any, in the Office of the Attorney General of the Federation and Minister of Justice is associated with such claimed misrepresentation," end quote. So very strong words. Very strong words from the AGF. And understandably so, because the public uproar has been very strong. I mean, you have the coalition of united political parties blaming the administration. It's an umbrella body for opposition parties. And they are accusing the administration of masterminding the raid in order to plant evidence against Justice Odili. The Nigeria Bar Association also came out with strong words. Olumide Akpata, the NBA president, released a statement condemning the raid, pointing to reports that the chief magistrate who gave the warrant has revoked it, also brought up Malami's denial, said that this implies that it was a rogue operation, and if so, the NBA is concerned about how rogue security agents could storm the home of a Supreme Court justice. Akpata has therefore called an emergency executive meeting of the NBA. They are organizing a visit to the AGF and the security heads to demand an explanation and to ensure that those responsible are brought to justice. Now, the Odilis are from River State, and their governor, Nyesom Wike, is also spitting fire. He has given the federal government 48 hours to identify all those responsible for the raid and start the process of bringing them to justice. He said Malami's denial without actions is not enough. He also said the River State government and people are afraid for their lives, for the lives of the Odilis, and that the federal executive should be held responsible if anything happens to them. On the federal legislative side, the House of Reps Judiciary Committee is also calling for a probe of the raid. They say raids like this unfairly taint the image of the judiciary. They also said that the fact that Malami and other agency heads are denying involvement means that oversight and control over junior law enforcement officers needs to be strengthened. So these are some of the reactions to the raid on the Odili residence. What do you think? Of course, you can still comment on our first story if you'd prefer, or vote for the final candidates who could get into the final spot of the I Beg to Differ tournament. 01465-7190. That's our number for women. Our number for men is 0700-993-993-993. Vote everywhere. Vote on Facebook. Vote on WhatsApp. Vote on via the phone calls, of course. Let's take this call now. We don't have your name yet, so I'll just take another random one. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
I am Ezeboom from Sunwe.
Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Hmm.
It's a terrible thing that happened. I expect the president immediately on arrival from Saudi Arabia to clash the matter out.
Okay.
To deal decisively with the matter.
Okay.
It's a terrible thing, Sandra.
Okay.
You see, remember the day I told you and our lawyer why I don't support the president to come back? Because the president needs to stand up on this kind of things. When there are allegations of cabal running the government, how can the president come back from Saudi Arabia and lay assault on Supreme Court judges by unknown security men? And you jet out from Nigeria to Scotland. When this matter is boiling, it speaks bad about this administration. That's why many of us believed that cabal is running the government. Sandra, before I go, please, remember the day I told you, Aroro, you and Aroro, one hot evening, why it is bad, why Nigeria will not allow any military officer to partake in our elections now, because of military officers, they don't have tolerance which is needed for democracy to take root. You must have tolerance in democracy. So if the president leaves Nigeria when this matter is on, it speaks very, very bad for our government.
All right.
And it's not good for our democracy. Our justice must be respected.
Okay, thank you very much for calling. We appreciate it always. We've got a few comments that I want to quickly take. Bemi says, someone is maltreating someone and says she will arrest Sandra. She doesn't know anything. She'll be the one to end up in jail. Why are people so wicked? Why can't you treat someone as a human being like you? Bemi, thank you for your message. We've got a few more. Lots of people voting for our debaters. We've got more people who are saying, we live in a society where the value of human life is low, and even though maltreatment of househelps and caregivers isn't new, there's also no good example being set by our leaders. All right, thank you very much for your message. Lagos, that's all the time that we have. Thank you very much for being a part of the show. We will bring you business news at the top of the hour. After business news, we'll play that debate again so that you can vote again. And when you're done, of course, Community Report.